Person has really alerted you about this hanging loudspeaker, and join me in praying that you will hold up, okay? Because at any point it drops, do not be alarmed, okay? That speaker may drop, but you pray that this speaker standing here will not. Last Sunday I talked about 10 things every Christian and disciple of Jesus Christ must know about baptism. In a sense, I conducted a baptism class for every one of you, regardless of whether you have been baptized or not. Following that, today I want to talk about 10 things every FBBC member must know. And as I stated last Sunday, anytime you think about baptism, you also think about membership. So in that sense, membership and baptism goes hand in hand. So in that sense, I'm conducting an open membership class for all of you who have been an active member of FBBC, some of you for umpteen years, maybe more than 21 years ago. Or for those who may want to know more about the roles and responsibility of church membership. And if there's a third group of people, those who may be interested in becoming a member of our church. So what are the 10 things? The first thing you must know as a member is this. Your baptism symbolizes your spiritual death to sin and a new life in Christ. Many years ago, I was invited to be a speaker at Thompson Road Baptist Church retreat at Port Dickson, West Malaysia. Now, during the service, they wanted to conduct a baptismal service at the seashore. But because of the low tide, they have to postpone it. Guess what they call their baptism service? You ready for it? It may be or sound quite shocking to some of you. They call their baptism service a spiritual funeral. Now, it's the first time I heard about it, and it set me thinking. Now, as I thought about it, I realized they are not exactly far from the biblical truth. Even though the Bible never calls baptism a spiritual funeral, the idea does exist. And say, we take for instance, in the book of Romans, speaking in the context of sin and salvation, the Apostle Paul writes, Romans chapter 6, the passage that was read to us by our dear beloved sister Betty. And Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus will be baptized into his death? We will therefore bury with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. I shall not take time to expound on the whole passage in Romans chapter 6. But as you can see, the idea of baptism as a spiritual funeral or as a spiritual death to sin and above to a new life, that is very clear. Your baptism, that is your baptism by immersion in the name of the Holy Triune God, symbolizes your death to sin and sinning. It means you're no longer responsive to the appeal or to the call or the temptation of sin and sinning. Then let me ask you, what happens to a dead person? Answer, he becomes unresponsive. You may call out his name. You may talk or sing or preach to him. You may even pinch him or punch him. But what happens? He doesn't respond to you anymore. If he does, he isn't dead. Right? Like a dead, unresponsive person, a baptized Christian and disciple of Jesus Christ no longer responds